The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alliance with our theme song this year. Yeah, and beautiful. And people emailing now. I got tons of them, ladies saying, thank you for saying it. I got friends that are having babies that make it seem like they're the only ones who have ever done it. My favorite thing about celebrity babies, that's my favorite thing, is that they always ask them, what's it like to be a mom? I don't know. There's 8 billion people you could ask that question to. There's tons of people having babies. It's not that we need to temper it a little bit. And losers have babies like crazy. I watch that OP Live all the time.
They're the producers.
They're the ones who make the most babies, and they seem to be totally functioning. The baby, not so much, but. Now, this one says, after seeing my son being born in the hospital, I never need a picture or video to remind me of what I'm going to be diving into from here on out. No pictures, no video. Ryan says, let me add to the glory that is childbirth. My wife and I have 2 kids. For the first one, I was in the delivery room. The doctor says, hey, Dad, get down here. Help spread your wife's legs apart. So you grab a leg, and she's there in the stirrups. The nurse has one leg. I got the other one. She's trying to close them. We're keeping them apart. He said, no, you know what they don't tell you about in the birthing room? The smell. It's because my wife took a huge dump while this was going on. They just wiped it out. You think they're pushing like that.
Circle of life.
He evacuated. He said, well, I started to blow chunks everywhere. It stunk. There was stuff I didn't recognize. My wife's cool. She started laughing. It was kind of easy for her. It took about 3 minutes, but it was horrifying, the whole 3 minutes. A few years later, we have number 2. Same hospital, same doctor. Doctor tells me, hey, Dad, get down here. And this time I'm like, no, I'm not doing that again. I don't remember last time I started throwing up. He goes, you won't do that again, would you? Probably. And so he gets annoyed and says, well, then get me more nurses. Well, isn't that their job? Aren't
yeah,
they
paying,
supposed
you're
to
paying
be
for their services?
Paying $60,000 to have this thing in your hospital. Give me all the employees. He said, I stayed behind my wife for that birth. Again, 3 minutes. Childbirth is disgusting, not enjoyable at all. But my wife and I, and she's not a big lady, she made it look easy. Pop those things out, tells her friends about it, and you're right, they get furious when she says, childbirth wasn't so bad. Have a good day. Keep it up, Ryan. Yeah, that's a fact. And that lady emailed you. She's a woman, has 5 babies.
Oh, yeah.
Regrets 4 of them. Hates every bit of the process of having them.
I don't think
that's on her.
I don't think I could look at Medea the same way if I
fell
witnessed
out.
That. Well, that for sure. But, I mean, like, taking a dump in the room, the smell and everything else. Oh, my God. How do you... like that guy just described. How do you do that?
It's just like the blue plates you have.
Oh, God.
My uncle's best friend became somewhat of a legend in Cedar Lake, Indiana, because he called Jerry Springer after his... He wouldn't... Like, his name was John James. He would not go back down there ever again. He told his wife, I'm never going to be able to look at that the same way. It scarred him.
Wow.
And so he was on Jerry Springer... with 3 or 4 other guys who were like, I don't want anything to do with it, ever. I can't look at it. I can't be part of it. The women are all mad at him.
I'm with them.
Well, he gets on, you know, like he's at the bar circuit through Cedar Lake, Lowell, and Crown Point. Like he's the legend known as John James, guy who doesn't go down on his wife. He hated it so much he went on TV and said, here's my real name, here's my face, and here's what I'm never going to do again, and I don't care who teases me about it. And he's lived his life since as the Jerry Springer guy who hates his wife's vagina. You can imagine, marriage didn't last. Didn't quite make it all the way through. But I don't understand why women want to make us watch it. And you're right, the pooping.
Oh, man.
You don't even think about that. Imagine, you were in the room when they gutted Ronnie and took the baby out, right?
Yeah.
Did you smell it?
No.
It was pretty good. I don't know if that stinks as much.
It was so, it was 11 minutes.
Yeah, it's nothing to it. It's like a filling at this point. I'd rather give birth than have a root canal. That takes an hour. It's horrible. It's not that hard.
They kind of cleared me out, too, a little bit, like back off. Because when you're doing that, just in case something
you're getting too involved. Happens.
Well, there wasn't it wasn't help me spread a leg or wasn't, hey, take a knife here. Help me make some right. cuts here.
Yeah. Why are you including the novice in this? And that's another thing. It can't be that hard because they let just anybody go in there and help out. Hey, you're not trained at all. I am. Hey, watch this. You grab a leg. If you say you grab a leg during a medical procedure, it's not that big a medical procedure.
I want half my money back, too, if I got help.
If I got a problem and some doctor's like, hey, Brett, come in here for a second. Grab his leg. I'm like, this is not a serious procedure. You guys are joking around. If anybody can just come in and hold on to a body part. It's different if he's saying, put two fingers on the artery or he'll bleed to death. And they're teaching, that's different. But grab a leg. This is all a dog and pony show. Nothing to it.
Right there. Just go ahead and poke that hammy.
Yeah. Poke it. You want to cut something? No, I don't want any of the materials in my hands at all. You want to chop on that a little bit? Here's some scissors. You go.
Why are you here then?
Yeah. What is the point of this? Hilarious. And I like that women will start emailing going, you're 100% right. It's no big deal. We milk it. I knew the milking thing was happening and that they'd been getting away with something when paternity leave became a thing. And some women got upset. Like, why is a man staying home? It's like, and then they realized, oh, wait a minute. Now I can milk that too. That he has to stay home and I don't have to do anything. I can act like I'm still injured for months on end. The guy I know who worked for the Suns, wife had a baby, took 3 months off. And then he quit. It's the greatest year of his life. He got 3 months of paternity leave. Comes back and he's like, sorry, gang, I'm going to another operation.
I don't know. 3 months of paternity leave is still not worth 18 years.
Because it's not a vacation.
Some moron living with you.
No. 18? Them's the olden days. 25, 26 years.
No way.
Yeah, but
not in my house.
Some fentanyl addict hanging out in your house. I'm not dealing with it.
But the dude that you knew at the Suns, I mean, he took the 12 weeks off, and the first day he came back, he walked in the office, they pantsed him, and he's like, I don't want to work here.
Server called him a name, pantsed him, and then he said the N-word, and was like, I got to go work somewhere else. You know, the best part is this guy left the Suns because he got tired of hearing the N-word in meetings, so he went to NASCAR. Never going to hear that there. Not amongst that crew.
Only gaming.
That's right.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a story I laughed at too, because this is from my home state in Indiana. A guy went through the McDonald's drive-thru. I don't know if you have the story or not. A guy went through the McDonald's drive-thru, and instead of his order, he got a McDonald's bag with a few thousand dollars in it. Well, that's a drug deal for the guy behind you. They just gave you the wrong bag.
Car.
Nobody in the news is saying that. It's like, oh, what are the odds? One of the McDonald's employee lost thousands of dollars. Well, yeah, you're supposed to do, it looks like a transaction. They give you thousands. And you hand them what looks like money, but it's not. It's probably
Can you imagine his face address. When he handed over the cash to the guy? He's like, he's waiting for his.
Yeah, and he didn't get his weed back.
See you later, thanks.
And the dude takes off, thanks a lot. He'll go,
I'm dead.
Did I just give that dude the wrong thing? Well, he probably, in the McDonald's, because he's dumb, probably thought he gave him the burger one, so he didn't even realize it. The thing I'd be worried about is the drug dealer that gets the quarter pounder or the filet of fish and looks and goes, what the hell are you trying to pull, man? This dude drives off with the money, and then he goes, well, somebody's going to miss this. And he drove back.
Returns it.
And gave it to him.
Good Samaritan.
Nobody's arresting the McDonald's employees. Does no one see that there should not be large sums of money being pushed back and forth through the drive-through window in the McDonald's bags?
That money was clearly for the officers.
Right. You're paying someone. It's not on the up and up. And this guy's, well, I should probably give this back.
And did he get a reward?
He's on the news.
But don't you most of the time return some cash? They're like, thank you.
It says grateful McDonald's employees could be heard on the video expressing their relief when they walked in with the money. Now, my guess is all the employees of McDonald's pooled together a few thousand dollars. And then at 5:30, Travante was going to come rolling in and hand them over their goods. And they had the bag ready. Well, this guy grabbed the bag accidentally and gave it to him. So they were relieved that Travante wasn't there yet, and they had his money brought back to him.
Time Trika gave the wrong bag.
Yes. Time Trika was her fault. Time Trika was going to definitely have some splaining to do when that 77 Monte Carlo came rolling through. You got my bag?
What happened was...
But this idiot brought it back. And they were all excited. They're like, oh, thank God. Thank you so much. Because they were all so grateful.
But look at the options, though. Like, if that happened to you and you didn't check the order, they handed you a bag, you think it, and then all of a sudden you pull out, and it's a couple of thousand.
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
Keeping it. Cash?
If it's drug money?
They can't find me. They don't even... They're working a drive-through window. You think they're all of a sudden they're Sherlock Holmes? They're not finding that. They don't know which... If they don't know they gave me the bag, they
don't
know...
There is a little risk.
They don't know which car they gave it to if they don't know they gave me the bag. They thought they gave me fries and a burger. And I'm looking in there going, ooh, there's no risk. I'm leaving.
McDonald's surveillance camera. Oh, yeah. Go back. Get the license plate.
Nah.
I'll just go down the street and get a Whopper instead. You know,
then what? They get the license plate.
Sorry, Pookie, I spent it.
Right. They get the license plate. Suddenly, they're smart enough to roll through that operation where they're going to investigating where to find you. They ask the idiot who brought the money back, and they're like, any advice for people to be more like you? And he goes, the only advice I have is do good, people. It's called integrity. Doing the right thing even when no one is looking.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
He missed the boat. Never take drug money.
This one says, bro, you probably just saved all their jobs. If I was the McDonald's owner, I'd be like, all right, great little feel-good story for our franchise today, but I got a question for you. Why in the f*** are you guys handing out thousands of dollars through my drive-thru window? See what had happened. What time, Trika? I didn't ask you. I know why you're doing.
Damn.
Justin, I put you in charge of time, Trika, for a reason. Because I'm what? No, that's not it. Somebody else suggested, they owe this guy free McDonald's for at least a year.
Yeah, there's no gift cards or anything?
They gave him $200 worth of McDonald's merch.
There you go.
He had $2,000 in his hand. What do you get? $200 of must-buy versus $2,000 of whatever you want. No thanks. You're an idiot. If somebody hands you $2,000 in a drive-thru, look at your friend, slap high fives, go to Wendy's, get yourself a triple because you can afford it now.
Baconator.
Yeah, get a Frosty. Go nuts. You've got free money. So whittle that down to, $1,900. Have a field day at Wendy's. Giggle your way all the way home and go, they're never going to find us.
Pick up another bag of cash from Wendy's.
I might never go to that McDonald's again, just in case Brady's right and they did kind of fumble through and find my car. But mm-mm. They don't know which person got it. They were just worried when Tremonte was going to show up and they're scrambling to get that bag back. See, what had happened, Tremonte, is that Justin gave the bag to a customer. So, good news is you get a free burger because we still have his order inside. I'm sorry, instead of my quarter pounder and french fries, you've given me $2,000 cash, untraceable cash. Here you go. I'd like to trade that back in for my burger meat, idiot.
The H2 with 22s is still waiting in the parking lot for his special order.
With his arms crossed. Yeah, please pull up to lot number one. We'll be out in a second. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. But none of the news is smart enough to go out. They didn't even send, like, Holly Bach from Channel 3 over there to go, nobody thinks this is a drug deal. Griselda Saltino would have figured this out in a second.
$2,000 was exchanged through a drive-thru window, and we all know what that means in Maryvale. That's a drug deal, and he brought the money back because he is an idiot. Griselda Saltino, KTARDUS.
It's so much slower now.
I know. We've gotten to her.
Yeah,
We programmed.
Yeah. I heard it this morning.
Now she's a news girl.
And then we have different opinions about the way this has to go. Griselda Saltino, KTAR News.
I'm like, wow, she's putting it, she's sing-songing a ballad now. Used to be all sing-songy and amateurish. Now Griselda's getting it together. But she'd recognize this story as a complete goof.
Next, if we can just get to Nele
Leona Leon. Neleana Leon.
That's just mean of her parents. Her last name's Leon. What can we do to make it so Asians can never say our daughter's name? Neleana Leon. Oh, yeah. Asians will never get through that. Imagine her trying to do that in a... She's got a trip to Japan.
What your name?
Neleana Leon.
I call you Susie.
No way. Not even a good to try.
Neleana.
Na-ra-ra-ra.
No. Neleana. Leon.
Wrong. Kim.
Anyway, if you got $2,000 in your hand from McDonald's bag, keep it. Am I wrong?
I'm out.
It's a test.
I'll be in In-N-Out Burger getting a double-double.
Yep. Keep it.
No problem.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. And spend it as fast as you can. That way there's no evidence of it. And then they come looking for you. Just go, no, I just had a burger and fries from McDonald's. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. What, money? Because then they'll be afraid that you're like, and then all you got to do is say, I'm also an undercover cop. If you'd have handed me a ton of money, they'd be like, oh, no. These idiots would run from you so fast. You can dodge the morons from the window.
As you're eating your 4x4 from In-N-Out.
Yeah, I mean.
Money.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I had two
Is that
lunches.
A PlayStation 5? Yeah, it sure is. I just picked it up. What's it to you? What are you, writing a book about me? I don't remember hiring you as my biographer, McDonald's window guy chasing me around.
I went shopping, bro.
Keep your cool and the money. That's a dumb thing. A fool and his money are soon parted. That fool is parted from his money because he gave it to the wrong guy. I just love that. Tring! He comes walking back in. Excuse me, there's been an error. You're an idiot, dude.
Looks at the name tag, just like Time Trika.
Timetrika, but that's all right. I'm used to it.
I got the wrong order.
Yeah, there you go. I know what this is. This isn't a fillet fish at all. It's hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah. You guys messed my order up. I'm going to BK to get my whaler.
I have to ask you a quick question. Is that on the menu? Because I didn't expect it. Evidently, you were bagging this up for someone else.
Yeah, you can order $2,000 cash. McCash. You can ask for it.
Because that's Brady's right. They're just going to say,
now, why don't you drive up to number 2 and just park for a second? I'll be out in a minute.
I always feel like I'm doing a drug deal when they do that to me, too. Like I've done something wrong.
And you're looking around. Where's the order coming from? Yeah. What side?
And then you get a guy parked next to you and you're like, oh, no. They've never once gone to the right car first.
Here you go, filet fish, McRib.
No, I just had a quarter pounder.
God damn it.
Me and another lady exchanged
really?
Our
Really? For
bags.
Large fries? Pulled
yeah.
over?
I was one man in a car, and there was a carload of kids and a woman in a wagon. And she was in parking lot 1, and I was in slot number 2.
Please pull up to number 2. We ain't got your order ready.
All right. I pulled up to number 1. I'm one man. The woman sees the wagon, sees the Jeep with a single individual in it, and starts handing me buckets of pancakes and everything. I'm pretty sure that's for them. She looks at the receipt and then looks at me. Oh, yeah. You were supposed to be in number 1. I'm like, they said 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was my fault. Yeah. And then so I have these bags and I'm helping this lady.
Mm-hmm.
And we're stuffing it into this lady's window. And then so she's looking through my bag and I see that a kid is tearing through my fries. I'm like, that's over.
Oh.
You think I want it back? Your
He's
booger-handed
tearing through his breakfast
child.
Fries?
Yeah. So the lady sees one bag, and she's sitting there thinking, I'm waiting for the rest. And one kid's just handing fries. They didn't even order fries. They got breakfast. I got the burger. It was like 11. It was breakfast all day.
Mm-hmm. You should have been in number 1.
Well, then why did you say 2, Time Trika?
I didn't. You thought it. I didn't.
All right.
All right, then.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave. We can get you another burger. No, that's enough. You can keep the $7.52. I'm out. Crazy. I also have to report that I think through all the years of knowing Megan, she may have said the dumbest thing she's ever said just the other night. I still don't know what it means. I think I might be being fooled. It's got me thinking to a point where I almost wanted to just shove a ballpoint pen right through my temple and just end it right then and there. We're on the couch. I'm watching TV. She's watching TV. She starts to rub her boobs a little bit.
All right. Okay. Where's the problem?
Well, her face was making it look like it wasn't plucking.
There's more pain than...
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I don't ask. So I keep watching TV.
Dad.
What's going on?
My nipples hurt bad. It's not even coming up on that time. Sometimes your nipples hurt during the...
I'm like, I don't need to know more about that scourge.
La, 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 la. No, it's weird.
I'm like, oh. What have you been doing?
I don't know. I had some ice cream.
Yeah. I looked at her and I didn't say anything.
I think the ice cream's making my nipples hurt.
I'm like, how are you eating the ice cream? Like, are you dipping them in there and then... How in the world does ice... It's never been a... That was her medical assessment of painful nipples. Rocky Road might have
She's
done
finally
this.
Figured it out.
Oh, it's the Rocky Road what makes my nipples start to sting.
You went out and got another half gallon.
And I just looked and I said, this is, without a doubt, in the history of the spoken word, the seven dumbest words strung together ever that I've ever heard in my life.
I think the ice cream makes my nipples ache.
No, it doesn't. Unless you're resting them in ice cold ice cream for hours on end. Nothing about
that
ice cream
work.
Travels directly to the nipple. When you swallow, none of what you swallow goes, hey, let's detour over here and party in the nipples for a second. It's going straight into the gut.
Yeah, but your body processes the ice cream.
Not to the nipples, yeah, it doesn't.
You don't know, John. Maybe the ice cream was trying to come out through the nipples.
Hey, Brady. You. Incorrect. I do know. That's not how the milk ducts work. And I know you're going to say, why can't a milk duct create dairy? Because it doesn't, and it never has, and it never will.
She starts producing McFlurries outside of there?
Well, then I'm taking her to Sweden. I'm getting my Nobel Prize. I'm going to have the greatest human being alive. Not only that, there's ice cream coming out of these sweet cans.
I think the ice cream's making my nipples ache.
You can't figure that sentence out. That doesn't mean anything.
Why don't you get together with the other doctors and...
Yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm like, hey, we got Google at our disposal. There's more information in the human hand now than has ever existed through time. And you choose to just guess that ice cream's making your nipples hurt rather than first, why do my nipples hurt? Reasons why nipples may hurt. I give you 1,000 different things. Ice cream won't come up once. If ice cream's on the list, it's because you poured it on there and then climbed into the freezer and kept it. That's it. You can frostbite them. That's it.
I think it's the ice cream. I'm digesting it wrong.
You sure are if your nipples are involved in the digestion process. And I just looked at her and I said, normally nipple talk gets me going. This conversation is over. I'm going to be in the other room watching Wheel of Fortune. I can't do this.
Can't I finish my ice cream without this?
And you have to say, you can't, you got to tough love that, because otherwise she'll talk to friends.
Hey, when you guys have ice cream, do your nipples start to ache?
No, God, she's an idiot. Quiet her down. Other people are going to know. And then she started laughing.
I guess it is sort of dumb.
Yeah, it is.
God.
It's real dumb. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I missed the Daily Double because of this.
Never, even on those commercials when the guy's taking Zantac and it's just that outline of a human being with his mouth open and one straight line to his stomach. Never once does the Zantac bounce around the chest a little bit. And ding. You're not a pinball machine. It goes right in.
It's true. That's a great chart.
It is a great chart. It's really to the point. Zantac goes in mouth and drops straight down that tube to your tummy. And then everything's better. If you had water at Camp Lejeune, your nipples ache after eating ice cream, you're the dumbest person on the planet. I couldn't believe what I heard. I'm just looking at it. I don't get it. I don't get anything you're talking about. And I don't want to. I'm not even going down this road, this rocky road with you. What flavor was it? What am I supposed to ask next?
Well, you should have asked
that. I've heard mint chocolate chip will do that to the nipple. That's pretty known. Call some doctors. They'll tell you the same. Even if you did that.
Stay away from that. Just keep it vanilla or chocolate.
Yeah, that's it. Don't get too creative, because the next thing you know, your nipples will fall off.
Hi, Banner Health. Can I help you?
I just had some ice cream. My nipples are hurting.
I'm going to hang up on you, ma'am. We're very busy. Goodbye.
Crank call.
Yeah. Stupid crank call.
Crank call.
Some kid said their nipples hurt from ice cream. Well, I've heard about this. Yeah, this is how vaccine stuff starts. This is how misinformation gets going. One person says something like that, and then you take it seriously, and the next thing you know, it's on the internet, and women with achy nipples start thinking they can't have ice cream anymore.
She ate the ice cream too fast and got a nipple headache.
Nope. Again, Brady, I got to go back to my original assessment of your words and say, F*** you, Brady. Not a thing. And it was like running through her mind. I want to know what things she discarded before she spewed out that nonsense. What other things were like,
I wonder why my nipples hurt.
I haven't had this before.
I rode a horse once.
Like, what the f*** is going on?
No, that can't be it. I slept on my side. No. Maybe that ice cream I've been eating. That's one. I'm going to say that out loud.
No.
No.
What did you dismiss to come to the hypothesis that ice cream, ingesting it, made your nipples start to kind of tingle?
You never.
And that was the other thing.
You never know.
Oh, God. Yes, I do. I'm positive I know this. There's no correlation to eating ice cream and tender nipples. It's just none. None. Otherwise, your nipples will be fat. Because if your body's involved in it, the digestion's like, get the nipples involved. Your nipples would start showing weight. You'd have nipple overhang. Some of you do. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard some stupid stuff. I work with Brady. I live with her. I mean, I have heard some. Christy yesterday trying to
just
sell me.
Just when you think you went to the mountaintop of.
Oh, yeah. Just when you're like, oh, well, it's been a while since something really dumb happened. Megan 911 calling.
My nipples hurt and I think it's some ice cream. Bad ice cream.
Like, that's. Even if it was like tainted ice cream, your nipples aren't the first sign of trouble. Your stomach's fine?
Yeah, it seems to be all right.
Then the nipples are fine, too.
I walked against a stucco wall with my shirt off for a half hour. That can't be it. It's that ice cream.
The whipping.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Tyrone's squeezing them too hard when I'm not home. I don't know.
I had some bad chocolate, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that could hurt them.
Lawn guys are taking the weed whip to it. And
I was tied to a tree.
Officer Rico Blaze showed up.
And the lawn guys were, they were hitting me pretty hard in the nipple. No, it's the ice cream. I had ice cream nipple damage.
The second dumbest thing comes from her mother years ago, who told me that she had restless leg syndrome. And I'm like, oh, that's because I don't believe that's a real thing. I just think you're just being a jerk at night in bed and you're using a medical malady to try to explain why you keep kicking your husband.
Well, I do have it, John.
I'm like, all right, you got it. Big deal. I'm like, all right.
And it's hereditary. My mother had it too.
And I had to remind her she was adopted. You didn't inherit crap from that lady. The woman that you know who kicked your...
Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, which one? The one you haven't met ever? That has restless leg. You do know that about her. Your adopted mother has
Well, I know one thing. I don't know her name or where she lives, but I've heard she has restless leg syndrome and a propensity to have nipple damage from too much ice cream. It's passed down through the blood.
And I just ended the conversation. I have to remind you something, that your mother that had restless leg syndrome was not your biological mom.
Well, that doesn't... It's
made up. Stop.
Restless leg is a very real syndrome.
Yeah, I've heard of syndromes. I know you got one, too.
Maybe it was a combo, Megan. It had restless nipple syndrome.
Well, that could be what it now and passed down from non-blood grandma. Yeah, that's right. It could be. I guess if you hang around someone long enough, you'll pick up all their DNA and inherited traits.
Maladies.
Yeah. She's my adopted mother, but I picked up her restless leg. But the nipple thing is it's the top of the heap. Next to the time I threw bread off the top of the roof in Sholo, off the deck.
What are you doing?
I'm throwing bread down there for those birds.
You're going to make bears.
I'm like, no, that's not how bears are made. It's,
That's right.
Make bears? What the hell are you talking about? What a girl bear and a boy bear love each other very much. That's how you make bears. You don't just throw bread.
No, no, you know what I meant.
Use words. Good ones. My buddy had a stroke. He makes more sense than you.
You're going to make bears.
I'm not making bears with us. It's not a thing. Anyway, so if your nipples ache, ladies, just consider perhaps last
night. Stay away from ice cream.
Yeah, last night's dessert. Baskin-Robbins has a warning on the door now that says, may cause nipple sensitivity. I don't know what you're doing with your ice cream, but it ain't right. So keep it up. So that is what I have to deal with in life.
Dairy Queen now has the nipple delight. Used to be the triple delight, but changed it up.
Do you know how hard it is to live a life where you got that going on at home and then you look forward to the intellectual stimulation of Brady conversation? I mean, that's really where I have to go. That's the train I'm on.
Peace of heaven.
Yeah, it's a peace. You, my friend, it's like walking into a Mensa meeting the day after dinner with Nipplegate. Ah, Brady, regale me with one of your tall tales. What? There was, and then all of a sudden, none of that made sense, and it was better than that nipple story. God forbid she has a popsicle, her vagina will fall off. If she's using it right. It's 7:09. Let's get a wake-up song. Brett, what do you got?
All right, wake-up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Josh and the boys are going to take care of you. And if your nipples are cold right now, go on in there because all Action Ride Shop branded clothing.
Place is going to be packed.
25% off when you mention KUPD. So maybe you should send Megan down there. Also, anything you need to get up there on the slopes this year?
What?
Action Ride Shop.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm like, am I supposed to answer that? I don't know that I had a line.
Place to go. ActionRideShop.com or just go visit the boys over there at Gilbert Road and Southern.
So it does happen, man. Sometimes a non-blood relative can pick up some of your DNA. My girlfriend, after being around me for a long time, picked up tons of my DNA. Signed Christian rapper Nathan Sutherland. Now that's different completely. Nathan will never go away.
Oh, no.
People... Nathan's one of our most loyal listeners.
S-bag of the century.
Yeah. And you want to talk about a loyal listener. His girlfriend never peeped. She listened to every word you said, never interrupted once. She was a keeper.
Lucky guy.
He really was. I hear you guys talking about all the hassle you got at home with your girl. My girl never gives me any lip.
He's like, I got such a good thing going.
I got such a good thing going. I don't even tell people about it because it's so illegal.
On the list.
And immoral. He's awful.
Got the Cult, Nirvana, Corrosion Conformity, Suicidal, Thrice, Enterprise Earth, Lamb of God, Clutch, Shinedown, Devil Driver, Metallica, System of a Down, Power Trip, Slaughter to Prevail.
There's a few gems on there. I wonder why someone would request Nirvana for the wake-ups.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of what I was thinking. We play it all the time.
I like it. We play it. Haven't you heard it enough? I mean, you know, when it pops up, it's fine.
Yeah.
But to request it, of all the songs ever. I have no idea. You pick one, Brett. I know where you're going. I see it. You can do it if you want. It's been a while.
All right.
Suicidal it is.
Yes.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Can't bring me down.
Brett's ridiculously favorite band.
Yes.
Are they coming to town anytime soon?
No. Not that I've heard.
No.
Nothing.
I should make some calls.
I might do that.
Yeah. I should get on the horn and go, you know, I haven't seen you guys for a while and I missed you. Somebody says Van Halen's Ice Cream Man would be appropriate. No, that's right.
I'm your ice cream man. Your nipples all be popping hot.
Ow, my nipples.
I'm your ice cream man.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask, what else did you think this could be before you settled in on that? Then I just said, screw it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything. Just be quiet. Guess the puzzle and go to bed. I write the songs, Pat. Spin the letters, Vanna. I'm not listening to the thing on the couch anymore. It's crazy.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.